Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. Ann Wilson, Heart, bringing this back. That's her sister, Nancy, on guitar in the background there. Welcome back, 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. Karen Kerrigan is our guest, our good friend, one of my heroes. Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council is her organization. She's the president of sbecouncil.org. Karen is a national leader for the small business sector. Karen, thanks again for being here. Thanks for all the hard work you're doing. One of the things I think is being missed, Karen, right now, Karen's given us a report, by the way, folks, on where things are with regard to the money that the government is attempting to get out to Main Street. One of the things I think is being missed right now, Karen, is something I've been saying now for years, the last three, 4 years. The small business sector in America is stronger financially than it's ever been in my career. And we have to all of them aren't. Some small businesses are still are living, you know, day to day cash flow. But the polling that I do and the polling that I've seen and that you've seen indicates the balance sheets and the cash is better for small businesses than ever. And so a lot of these businesses don't need the government to save them. They need the government to help them, and that's what's happening. And we're going to blend the government money with our organic funds, our organic resources, and help us to hang on. When the reporters talk about this money is keeping businesses, you know, from going under, that's true to some degree, but I think it's just going to help them last longer. It's a lot of businesses don't need the government, you know, for everything. What do you think?
Yeah, and again, most, I think all of our members and most small businesses have never asked the government for anything, right?
You and I, how many years have you and I said, government, get out of our way? We've never asked them to help us, have we?
Exactly. And so, you know, a program like this that, you know, helps them as a bridge, you know, to get to the other side of this crisis is fully and totally appropriate. And, you know, I think they're looking at some of the big glitches and problems as this is just, again, a lot of them are just used to, as you know, Jim, sort of dealing with small crises on a day-to-day basis. Obviously, this is huge in terms of plunging revenues. But, you know, most small businesses are just so resilient. They go with the punches. Oh, yeah, we'll do another form again. We'll do this. We'll do that. And they just keep pushing forward and, you know, don't get deterred. You know, by right. this, but you're absolutely right. I mean, they do have resources. You know, obviously there's many small businesses that don't. They have like 15, you know, days of cash flow, but they are resourceful, you know, in terms of working with their creditors and, you know, their landlords and others and getting extensions. I, you know, these landlords know too that, gosh, I mean, I'd rather have an existing business. I mean, someone in my building that regularly paid their rent for 2 to 3, 4, 5, 6 years, whatever, you know, and help them to get to the other side and someone I know that then someone I don't or, mm-hmm. you know, have this building sit for a long time. And, you know, so they're very resourceful in that and I think and pivoting. But you're right. I mean, this program will really help a lot of them stay intact. And when we get to recovery, be as strong as they can. You know, going into that recovery period.
One of the things that I'm trying to point out to everyone, whatever their origin, whatever they do for a living, or is that every dollar that the government can contribute to a small business is a dollar that goes four ways. It keeps the company in business. It helps keep the company in business. It helps keep the employee and the employer connected. It keeps the employer off the unemployment lines. And four, it helps that money that the employee would have gotten to go to somebody else, like somebody who doesn't have a job, like a gig economy person or something like that. I mean, that's one of the things. But what has to be pointed out, Karen, is you can't. This money will not be forgiven if it doesn't go to payroll. You've got to make payroll. You can't lay your people off and get this money. What do you think?
Well, yeah, but you can bring them back, or you can hire, as long as your payroll, the portion, you know, that matches, you know, what you had over the average of the past 12 months. But you can bring people back.
If you laid them off, you can bring them back. But you're going to have to show that during this period you made payroll.
Yeah, it's a loan. It's a loan unless you do certain things. Then it becomes a grant. And then only 25% of your rent, utilities, and other you know, type of expenses like that are forgivable. That was a new thing that was put in by the regulators, not in the text of the legislation.
Right.
Itself.
Yeah, that's different. That turned out to be different. That was really
it did, and a lot of, you know, we have a lot of members who have two people working for them, the owner and someone else, and maybe a part-time person.
Mm-hmm.
But they run a, you know, their dry cleaning rent, you know, with their store, their rent, or their, you know, retail shop is very expensive. So
but this is where they put their own organic funds, and they talk to their landlord, and they say, "Hey, I need a haircut here. I need you to take a haircut on my rent." And this is where we all work together, isn't it, Karen? I mean, this is what's going on right now. Last thoughts?
Yes, absolutely. I think everyone is pitching in, and you know, we all need the small business economy. Some of these local communities depend. I mean, that is all they have.
Yep, that's exactly right.
So you're right. People are working together.
SBECouncil.org. Karen, I got to wrap it up. As you know how this works. Thank you for the yeoman's work you're doing. Thank you for your leadership, and come back soon.
You bet, Jim. Thank you.
Karen Kerrigan, folks, SBECouncil.org, Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. You need to follow those people there. She's up to date on what's going on, as I've told you about for a long time. Stay with us. I'll be right.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.